Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black. Have you ever held down more than one job? When I was young, I had three and I did it well. Well, I thought I was doing it well anyway. So there's a study that shows is holding two jobs too much? An examination of dual job holders. And Ball State's Brian Webster, he's a management professor, led a multi-university research group to examine just that thing about what they call as moonlighters. I'm still a moonlighter. How are you this morning, Brian?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I'm still a moonlighter. I have a couple of other different jobs, too.
Yes, I have been at a time myself as well.
Yeah, you know, you just feel like, hey, I could be doing some other things and making some money while I'm doing it. So it's a good thing. But why did you decide to do this kind of research?
There's actually not a lot of research out there on moonlighters, which surprised me because, like you, I'd been a moonlighter myself and actually had a lot of family members that held two jobs as well. And I think there's a sort of picture out there that holding two jobs is really tough on individuals and tough on organizations. And I thought, you know, I know a lot of people who actually thrive in that situation. So why not, you know, see what's going on here with these moonlighters and see, is it a bad thing or a good thing or what's really going on here?
You know what? And I think at the end of the day, moonlighters are trying to get ahead. Sometimes it's a must. Sometimes their family, you know, they have to take care of their family. If you add one more kid, you might need another job, you know?
Absolutely.
If you want some things, perhaps that house or that car or whatever it is, you may need to be a moonlighter because you may not be able to make that money on that the first job, on your primary job. So talk about dual job holders, moonlighters. Are they tired? What issues do moonlighters have?
Yeah, well, in our study, what we really wanted to see is we wanted to look at moonlighters. How does that affect organizations and how does it affect individuals?
So okay.
From an organizational perspective, we found that these moonlighters are able to perform just as well and be just as engaged as people who have one job. So we compared people who have one job to people who have two jobs, and we didn't find any differences, which is really pretty cool. But the unique challenges these moonlighters face is in multiple samples, they report higher work-family conflict, or in other words, work interferes with their life outside of work much more than people who just have one job.
And I can see that. But sometimes, again, it's a necessity. Yeah, when I was a single mom raising my kids, I had to do that. And then, you know, when I got married again, didn't have to do as much, but I still liked what I was doing. So I did it, but not to the degree that I did it when I was single. I don't know if work-life balance is really possible. I don't think anybody can really balance it all.
That's right. Even for single job holders, it's very tough sometimes, it feels.
I see here that statistically, dual job holders work an average of 46.8 hours a week compared to the average American employee who works 38.6. That's kind of not that much more, is it?
No, it's not. We had a couple different samples in our study, of course. We found it to be about the case. Some teachers who have two jobs work, you know, as much as about 55 hours a week, which is a little higher. But yeah, it seems like that 46 hour number is kind of on par with the normal 40 hour work week that we tend to think of.
Yeah, that is phenomenal. It's not that really, not a whole lot more. How about on the secondary job? What did you find on that? Were they performing at peak on the secondary job?
Yes, so they were performing and were just as engaged from their primary job and their second job just as well. A couple of things that, of course, we've alluded to, but looking at that motive for holding a second job is kind of our next study we have planned. We think we might find some differences when we account for this motive. Is it, I just need to make more money for the house or the kids or whatever it may be? Or do I hold a second job because it's my passion or it's my calling?
Right.
Thinking about some of those motives might really kind of provide some nuance
Absolutely. Or like I say, I always say this, they don't have money for old people to go back to school like me. So I'm having to work some extra and put some money aside so that I'll have money to go back to school to get my master's or my doctorate. And, you know, that will be one of the reasons for probably people over 40, over 50 that want to go back to school, because it's hard to find money out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So was there anything that surprised you in the survey?
I think the thing that surprised me the most was just the fact that there really are no differences between moonlighters and single job holders in the workplace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The stuff outside in the family life, that makes sense. You know, when you have multiple jobs and you're running from job A to get to job B, or you're switching job tasks, or you're in one job but you're stressed about your other job.
Yeah.
I thought there would be some differences mm-hmm. in there, but people seem to be able to make a conscious effort towards, when they're at work, they know what they need to do, and they tend to get the job done regardless of whether they have one or two jobs.
I like that. They're in corporate America today, and I don't know if you've seen this, that they are kind of trying to be a little bit more supportive of people doing things outside of their primary jobs.
Yes, yes. I think in the past there was this notion that, you know, there should be policies enacted
right.
on the parts of organizations that we don't want our workers taking on two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think as we shift to the so-called gig economy, I think you're right. I think organizations are more supportive of that, which is a great thing.
It is. It is. And then you're not so afraid to talk about what you do, because I remember a time, you know, even my mom's generation, who she's in her 70s, that they didn't talk about what they did outside of their job, period. It was like it was top secret. And so,
yeah.
You know, today I think people are more comfortable talking about, well, you know, after work, I play the guitar over here at this bar, or I'm a bartender. Or I mean, people have, they talk about it now. So it's very open, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's become more normalized, whether it's to make more money on the side, or just like what you said, some people just, you know, they have a job that pays the bills, but maybe they don't get the enjoyment out of it.
Exactly.
So they go playing the band on the weekends and mm-hmm. in the jazz clubs or whatever it might be. And that's great, because, you know, they're getting something out of both jobs.
Yeah.
That way.
I think too, you just got to be happy in this life. You got to do it. Even if you're staying up to midnight, I do that sometimes. I'm a travel professional, so sometimes I'm up at midnight making travel arrangements for people, but I love doing that. So great survey. Where can folks go to see the survey?
Well, the survey is not online, but the study itself is online in the Journal of Business and Psychology.
Okay.
So people can check it out there. It's got a sample of teachers and bartenders who all work two jobs, and then a sample of people from all types of backgrounds, two jobs. Maybe they're, you know, selling stuff online, or maybe they're a minister in their second job, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Did you
host of second jobs?
Did you interview a wide range of people, you know, different jobs on this one?
We did. We did. We interviewed a wide range of people. Interestingly, in all three samples, much more women rather than men were moonlighters, which maybe surprised me. I don't know if it should have been surprising, but it did. It did surprise me that women were much more heavily represented in all the samples.
You know why that doesn't surprise me, though? As a woman, a lot of women are divorced. A lot of women have kids they have to take care of. So
yeah.
I really believe when you go back, you will find that that's one of the main reasons why, is that moms have to take care of their kids and they've got to do what they got to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I've seen that it's been a growing trend mm-hmm. for women over the last three or four decades in particular. So, yeah, I think you're right.
You know, and so, you know, the next study maybe, or the one after that, is how does it affect your family? You know, how does it affect your
yes.
kids growing up? Are your kids latchkey kids? Are you home after dinner? Can you put them to bed? Do they see you? How many hours a week do they see mom and dad, or mom or dad? And I think that will be interesting, behaviors, those kinds of things on maybe the follow-up.
No, I think that's a great idea, because we only found that yes, work does interfere with my family life, but we didn't find out how does work interfere with family life. Like you said, does it interfere from a time perspective, an energy perspective, you know, a children or spouse perspective? Yeah. So I think there's a lot to break into there.
Because, you know, your kids will act out when they're not getting what they need, so.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Well, it's a really interesting survey. Good to hear. And I'm wondering, you know, even on a corporate side, how many people actually have second jobs, especially when they have high-level stress jobs, you know, the first job. Yeah. So do you have a part-time job? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it varies by industry. Mm-hmm. I know that usually teachers, oftentimes we kind of think of that population off the top of our heads is about anywhere from 30% to 35% of teachers will take a second job. Mm-hmm. Bartenders is a little higher, maybe upwards of 50%. Mm-hmm. So I think the job type, you know, certainly allows, whether it's a seasonal job or a job where you can work one job during the day and one job at night. Some jobs might be more or less conducive to it.
You'd be surprised. I don't know if you would be surprised how many women Uber drivers there are.
Yeah, that's becoming very, very big. And because once again, you can be an Uber driver from, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., mm-hmm. and that doesn't interfere with a normal day job. So
right.
that would be a perfect way for it.
Perfect, perfect. We need more disruptive energy like that to help people along the way, I think, in our corporate and work environment. Great survey, great information. I'm looking forward to your next one, so make sure you call me. Brian Webster, management professor at Ball State, thank you so much for talking with us about holding two jobs and examination of dual job holders.
Well, thanks for having me on, and have a good rest of the day.